is the Holy Spirit at work in unbelievers? Yes, he is at work. Jesus speaks about the Holy Spirit's ministry in various places, perhaps none more lengthy than in John chapter 16, verses 7 to 11. Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, it's for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, won't come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to three things, in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. Verse 9, in regard to sin, because men don't believe in me. Verse 10, in regard to righteousness, because I'm going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And then verse 11, in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned." Quite tricky verses, but it's pretty clear from verse 8 that the Holy Spirit convicts people of guilt. He convinces unbelievers that they're guilty of wrongdoing, and it's on these three fronts. Firstly, in verse 9, for committing sin. In fact, the most central and awful sin, that is failing to believe in Jesus, failing to receive him. Secondly, in verse 10, the Holy Spirit convicts people of having an empty righteousness. Righteousness is actually mere religious performance. And thirdly, the Holy Spirit convicts people for falsely judging Jesus. He convicts them in regard to judgment. Now, their judgment about Jesus was clearly wrong. The prince of this world, Jesus says, now stands condemned, because he conspired to execute Jesus. But in Jesus' death and resurrection, the Father actually vindicated his son and proves that actually the awful decision to kill his son was woefully misplaced. So the Holy Spirit convicts people that all who join Satan in judging Jesus actually stand condemned. And the amazing thing is that such conviction will be brought about as disciples witness to the truth about Jesus. So often the Spirit works in cooperation with the Word. And we're the bearers of that Word, more often than not. Verse 10 says that the conviction happens because I am going to the Father where you can see me no longer. You disciples don't see Jesus, but now that he's gone up, he sent the Spirit by whose power we testify. As the Father sent Jesus, so now he sends us. And through the love that we have for one another by the Spirit's power, all men will know that we're Christ's disciples. So take heart. Even if we witness to rank unbelievers, those who've rejected Jesus and judged him and who are trusting in their own empty righteousness, it's in such people that the Holy Spirit does work. And that happens as we try to explain to them who Jesus is and how much we need him. And the Holy Spirit equips us for that job.